When we were kids, my brother and I noticed a little grocery across the bridge leading up the Hog's Back past the Pelican River in northern Wisconsin sold bait. We asked the owner if he would buy worms from us, and he said, "Yeah, sure, you betcha." Even provided us with the cardboard containers we'd put 50 red worms in with some mulch. So, being good little entrepreneurs, we went to work down in the ravine below our house, digging up thousands of the wigglers and selling them to the store, where we noticed they also sold night crawlers, which sold for a lot more than the regular worms. Night crawlers, for you folks who never explored your backyard grass in the middle of the night with a flashlight, are giant worms that sneak out of their burrows after dark to mate. They especially like rainy nights. We'd wander around the yard with a flashlight and see their long, shiny bodies stretched out of their holes, but as soon as the light hit them, zoom, they shot back underground. You had to be quick, no hesitation, and accurate. Get a grip and pull real slow so you didn't rip them in half. Half night crawlers weren't saleable. The big ones brought a nice profit. True kid capitalists might have franchised the operation, recruited other kids to dig and hunt, monopolized the worm market from Wisconsin to Texas, expanded into grasshoppers and eels, sequenced worm DNA, built huge biotech labs with 3D printers, added bioluminescence as fish attractors, controlled the bait shops across America, and organized protection to keep rogue worm dealers from incursions into our empire. But we didn't. Too busy, I guess, being kids. Discovering girls, drinking, and rock and roll. Story of my life. Opportunity, like the bard said, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Well, we missed our chance. Worm kings could have been us.